Live from the No Panic Zone, I am Steve Pierre. I'm America's voice. Here to free you from the propaganda of the mainstream media fed by those living in an echo chamber. Well, here, I call it as I see it. No favors and no freebies. Let's get it on. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the Netherlands. Shutting down the biggest natural gas field in Europe, effectively placing it off limits during a time there is an energy crisis in Europe that is unprecedented. Brilliant. Number two, lab-grown meat. It's getting closer to the dinner table, so maybe we can have cricket paste and petri dish sirloins to eat. What do you think about that? To be clear, the anti-GMO crowd is all for meat created in a lab. Let that sink in. And number three, the Biden document scandal is getting wider, and I, among others, believe more documents are going to turn up. I just don't know how many or where. Just a matter of time. I've taken the over on this one. You should, too. And just so you understand, they're not just a few documents. The number is far higher than you have been told or led to believe, because some of these are sets of documents, meaning there could actually be considerable numbers of classified and top secret documents that were in Joe Biden's possession, contrary to federal law, and flying in the face of all the finger pointing and screaming done by Democrats, including Joe Biden himself, after former President Donald Trump's home in Florida at Mar-a-Lago was raided by the FBI back on the 8th of August. Now, the wagons that were circling seem to have lost a couple of wheels. Yes, they have. And those inside the Beltway seem to think, well, this isn't going to get any better anytime soon. And some are quite concerned, as they probably should be. Listen to this. I have a former Department of Justice spokeswoman. Says this is difficult for Team Biden. It's a very difficult time, in fact. Listen.
Clearly, the Biden team working overtime to make sure that they don't trip over that obstruction line, you know, really emphasizing that this was a consensual search by the Department of Justice and FBI at his residence. You know, I've worked with Rob Herr very closely, who's now the special counsel in charge of investigating the president and these classified documents. He's an incredibly experienced, competent federal prosecutor who was doing the day-to-day oversight of the Mueller investigation for about a year. But I got to tell you something about federal prosecutors. They are like hunting dogs, and they don't like traipsing through the marsh without coming back with something in their mouth. And so if I were the Biden team, I would be nervous.
Oh, I would be nervous, too. Except for that glowing review right there from ABC News's analyst. Oh, I've worked closely with him. He's really good. He's really thorough. He's this, he's that, blah, blah, blah. So they build him way up. So that if he comes back with, you know, it was not a big deal, didn't find much. Well, he is so qualified. He's infinitely qualified. He's a remarkable investigator and so on and so forth. They've already set that defense in place. Now, if he comes back with allegations, well, then there's problems. And there could be problems anyway. As I said in the last hour, as this continues to build, and you realize that the house in Wilmington was rented by Hunter Biden and in his name, and therefore the documents stored in the garage and in Joe Biden's library in that house were not even under Joe Biden's control, not according to the documents. That all revealed by Miranda Devine at the New York Post. Great job. She always does a great job reporting, right? Well, Politico now reports, and reporters like Alex Burns also raising red flags about the next move by the Biden team, because they don't seem to have a handle on what's happening, how many documents there are, what's going to happen next, when's the next shoe going to fall. They don't have an idea, and neither does anyone else. Listen.
It's pretty obvious at this point that people in leadership roles of the party don't know what the next turn of the screw is in this investigation, including people who work in the White House who are pretty upfront about the fact that they don't really know where this is headed next. Martha, I thought that the poll that that Rick outlined is such a useful and important reality check for some of the sort of post-midterm election confidence that you heard from Democrats about President Biden. You see in that poll all kinds of signs that the public is deeply distrustful of the Republican Party, deeply uncomfortable with the Republican Congress, but by no means is Joe Biden this 10-foot-tall political figure who is sort of hugely popular and resilient against all odds. That he has done a very good job, Democrats have done a very good job of disqualifying the Republican Party for a big stretch of the American middle, but it's pretty clear that the American people have real questions about Joe Biden's handling of some of the most important issues in the day, of the day, including these classified documents.
Typical Politico hack. They've disqualified the Republicans for all these people. Gee, maybe not a red wave, but a red win put in the W column for the House, not to mention all of the school boards, city councils, county commissions all over this country that went far more red, all over this country. Florida's not a swing state anymore. Neither is Ohio. Neither is Texas. Montana going deep, deep red, a state that used to be fairly split. You know, I'd be careful about how many of those disaffected Republicans and Republican voters you think really exist there, Politico. Newsflash, Joe Manchin's gone. Newsflash, Sherrod Brown, gone. Newsflash, seats up in Nevada and Arizona could also go to the Republicans. I wouldn't get too cocky quite yet. Meanwhile, Karine Jean-Pierre just avoids a total sidestep of a very easy question. Just takes a total sidestep, very easy question about any example of all, at all. Of Joe Biden taking classified documents. Seriously, he keeps saying this. The White House keeps saying this. Can you give us an example? And this is not from a Fox News reporter. It's not from Peter Ducey. It's from somebody else in the press corps. Hey, give me any example, could you please? No. Listen.
When you and the White House and the president all say that the president takes these classified documents very seriously, without commenting on the ongoing legal issue, what would you point us to that would demonstrate that seriousness?
I'm going to really refer you to the White House Counsel's office. I am.
So the president continues to say he takes this seriously, and you can't demonstrate how he takes it seriously.
Let me finish my answer. I'm gonna refer you to the White House Counsel's office, and I'm gonna refer you to the statements that you've received from his personal lawyer. I'm gonna refer you to the 45 minutes of conversation of back and forth that my colleague has had with all of you last week. He's about to do another one where you can ask questions about this particular legal matter.
Yeah, see, we're not gonna answer any questions about anything. He said specifically in the question, whoever the reporter was, don't get involved with a legal question here, but can you give me any example that demonstrates how Joe Biden has taken classified documents seriously? The answer is no, I cannot. And therefore, I'm going to hide behind the White House counsel. That's the whole plan here. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris, who could end up being president over all of this, seems to have forgotten a big point about life in the Declaration of Independence. Here she is. The brain trust of the Biden-Harris administration. Here she is, the brilliant one, Kamala Harris. Listen.
A promise we made in the Declaration of Independence that we are each endowed with the right to liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
Oh, endowed by whom, Kamala? By our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are endowed with the pursuit of happiness. Oh, she is such a joke. That's why she will not be. I don't see how she's on the ticket in 2024 if Joe Biden rides this storm out, which I am very much not convinced he will. I believe they're out to get them both, Trump and Biden. Polling shows that people want them both gone. Some polling. Anyhow, I'll take a break and be back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. ... JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? ... We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at your boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent. Brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Us Kids, and the Ad Council.